We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey!
Hi!
Happy Monday.
Oh,
as happy as you can get, right?
Sure. Yes. It is Monday, March 23rd. We are here after a weekend of quarantining, and we are still sane.
Yeah, we feel like we're, well, it's like we did what everyone did this weekend. You know what I mean? It's like one of those things that, what did you do this weekend? No, we did the same thing.
Hey,
like,
this
we
is,
quarantined.
So this is pretty funny. I live right by Alex Franco.
Yeah.
And typically I will drive by his house, either going or coming home from work. And on my way in this morning, I was passing by his house. This is so funny. It's trash and recycling day today.
Okay.
So they come by, pick up your trash recycling. And I look and I see that Alex's trash bin is open because it's overflowing.
Yeah.
And I look over and I see a stack of pizza boxes. And I'm like, well, I know exactly what Alex did this weekend.
Yum.
Bro, you can see it like right like that. Oh my gosh. I'm so embarrassed. If my trash can were to fall over, I'd be mortified of just the
pizza box, beer, wine.
Shit. It would be ridiculous.
I think a lot of people could relate with
that. Yeah. Sure, not alone.
I mean, I think everybody's like, well, I guess I'm just going to gain 10 pounds during this whole coronavirus thing. Whatever.
Like, Sarah was doing the whole 30 thing at the beginning of the year. Booker, you were doing your weight loss program. Like, what's happening? Because it's like hard to find like good any food.
Oh, I don't want to look. I don't want to be an a-hole, but I'm actually still losing weight.
Good.
I'm down another pound.
Good for you.
Well, I think it's more just I can find the food, but it's more fun to eat mac and cheese and pizza.
100%.
And I like I'm trying today and it won't happen, but last night I was like, okay, that was a fun week.
Yeah.
We had gummy bears out. We had, you know, pancakes for breakfast.
Yeah,
that
was
fun.
Yeah.
All right, now today I'm going to try to drink this stupid green smoothie,
Sarah.
Yeah. You know, while I still have spinach.
Well, this might be the last day we see each other.
That's
because
true.
They're talking about setting us up at home. So
we're going to try it this afternoon.
Yeah.
See if it works.
You all realize my studio is going to be the inside of my car in my garage.
Oh.
Inside of your car?
In my garage.
Why? Just because you don't want to wake up the fam?
It's the only privacy I got, man.
Wait, why don't you just set up a little spot in your garage? Don't put it in your car.
Well, I was testing out and listening to the acoustics of it, and I'm going to tell you right now, it sounded pretty damn awesome in my car. Like the
That's going to sound the best.
Bouncing off like the paper or the foam, like the headliner. Bro, I sounded amazing. I was like, wow, I'm going to do this in my and then I pulled my car out to like look to the street, and I give you live traffic of my street too.
Nice.
If you guys want.
That's very busy.
Well, we're socially distancing right now in the studio, but as of today, it might be our last day together by looking at each other. I hope we can do some sort of like Zoom or something where we can watch each other.
Oh, totally.
Yeah,
I can't imagine not seeing your face.
We'll Skype each other.
Yeah, and I'm surprised that the news are still, like the local news are still together and doing their like stuff. They are 6 feet
across. Right. Yes. And a lot of people are not going into work. It was funny because our boss sent out, we have no idea what the other side of the building does, but our boss sent out an email yesterday saying we've had some great productive meetings on GoToMeeting and you know being able to still have video conferencing and stuff. And I read that people are really stressed out about video conferencing when they're working from home.
Yeah.
Because A, you want to make sure that your house is in order, doesn't look like a mess. B, nobody wants to get made up. They just want to be in their sweats. And like, for instance, I didn't shave. I look like crap today, but I'm like, well, who cares?
You
know? I think people are really concerned about that, right? Because you're still working. You still want to look like you got your act together, even if you don't.
You're like trying to find that perfect wall. Which wall should I have as my background?
Right, exactly. That's what I was saying. I was like, well, what would I do? Because I know that Sarah analyzes every single thing. I think I just want to get like a plain white screen to put behind me.
Well, all you need to do is just if we do any like messaging service back and forth with each other, there's like you could do your own backdrop.
Yeah.
Anything. So you can, bro, if you want to be in France or somewhere, you want to be in an island, bro, you want to be in Cancun, we can do it, bro. We can put you on the beach for now.
I do. I'm not sure. France or, okay, I'll take the beach. I'm going to go with the beach.
We'll put you on the beach, Booker.
Thank you very much. Happy story. Got that next. 3 minutes. Mix 94.7.
Booker.
What's up?
Hey.
Hi.
I want to hear something happy.
Continue to bring you the happy stories that come out of the coronavirus pandemic. We've got a lot this morning. If you need help, just ask. A new survey asked 6,000 Americans if they would be willing to go grocery shopping for a neighbor or friend who is high risk and can't go out. And of the people who aren't high risk, 86% said yes. It's amazing how kind people get all of a sudden.
Right.
In Brazil, they've been using a huge projector on the Christ the Redeemer statue. We know what that is, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's lit up with flags of countries from all over the world.
Oh, cool.
That's really cool, right? There's a guy in Australia whose dad passed away a while back, and for decades he liked to hoard toilet paper for some reason. Now the son has given it all away. He said he would have wanted me to give them out to people in need.
So random. I've heard of hoarding, but never like toilet paper. Until now.
Speaking of, businesses all across the country have been handing out toilet paper to people who need it because nobody's going to work. They don't need that toilet paper at the office.
Ah, true.
They're giving it out. Three little old ladies in the UK are riding out the crisis together in one of their apartments. Now people are comparing them to the Golden Girls. They did a great interview and said they'll be fine because what? They have Netflix and plenty of wine.
We're in Carol's at the moment. Dottie's got a lovely long back garden, which would be great for exercising.
Yeah. Really.
Then to the other, we're done.
Mine has as well.
Oh, yours, you has.
Mine.
Yeah, Jane, I've got no garden, but I've got Netflix, so we could watch The Crown.
Sleep again.
I think I'm the winner.
I love it.
We'll have a supply of wine.
Of course, they're going to be watching The Crown, right?
Yeah.
A woman at a nursing home in Massachusetts turned 100 years old the other day, and her entire family showed up at her window to sing happy birthday to her.
Happy birthday, dear Lily. Happy birthday to you.
Love you, Grandma.
She doesn't usually cry, but she did. So she's just thrilled to see everybody, and she's lived a good, long life.
Happy birthday.
A woman in Rhode Island had to cancel her trip to Disney World, so she used Disney books and props to create her own Festival of Fantasy parade, posted the video on Twitter. In one day, 1,000 nurses and doctors in New York came out of retirement or private practice to help treat people at hospitals and fight the outbreak. Here's something educational for your kids to do while they're at home all day. Zoos and aquariums all over the world are now offering free live streams of their animals.
That's cool.
That is really cool.
One in Australia has live streams of penguins, lions, giraffes, and a baby snow leopard. I still love the story about the John G. Shedd Aquarium in Chicago because nobody's going there. Yeah. They're just letting the penguins roam free.
I mean, that really put a smile on your face, 100%.
And finally, I love this story. There is a company called Young Investment, which owns a bunch of buildings in Arkansas with restaurants in them. And they just said that they are not charging rent next month. They said, okay, look, we're not going to charge rent. So here's what we'd like for you to do. Take the money and pay your staff instead. They said, stay strong. We will get through this together.
Awesome.
Can I add a story to the happy story that
Please,
happened
Sarah.
Here in Texas?
Yes.
I just thought, so last week in the Dallas area, it was pouring rain, and one of my girlfriends is at home with three children, and one of her kids was recently in the ICU with lung problems, so they're very nervous of corona attacking your lungs. And so she posted a bunch of pictures throughout the day. They were doing all the normal things everybody was doing, and then it started raining, and she said she just sat on her porch and just started crying. Like, it hit her when it was raining, just crying and crying. And then the rain stopped, and a big rainbow just appeared over the whole city. And I saw so many people posting pictures of that rainbow from different, you know, areas of the city. And it was just such a moment of, like, we are in this together.
That's awesome.
Or also because it just rained, but whatever.
I get it. I get it. It's a sign.
There's something magical when you see a rainbow and this was a double rainbow. So
that's magical. I can't tell you the last time I've seen a rainbow. Well, and it's been raining in Austin.
Last week when I was at Oral Can Harry's.
Wait, you couldn't go out last week.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, maybe it's 2 weeks ago. We're Booker Alex and Sarah. Thanks so much for listening to Mix 94.7.
Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Well, if there is one good thing to come out of the current health crisis, it's this. Harvey Weinstein has reportedly tested positive. His rep will not comment, but a supposed law enforcement official confirmed it. Source says he's in isolation at his maximum security prison near Buffalo, New York. Harvey may have been the most deserving, but he was by far not the only celebrity to test positive in recent days. Bravo host Andy Cohen says he got tested after a few days of not feeling great, and he had been planning to continue hosting Watch What Happens Live from his couch. Not clear if that is still happening. I'm surprised more Bachelorette contestants are doing as much as they swap spit.
Seriously.
Colton Underwood from The Bachelor, though, is 28, considers himself to be pretty healthy, but he says coronavirus is kicking his ass, just to put it very bluntly. Jon Bon Jovi has begun to write a new song, but he needs you to help him finish. It's called Do What You Can. It's all about how we're dealing with this new normal of ours. He wrote the first verse and the chorus, and he's asking fans to write their own verse and post it to his Instagram. If he likes what you have to say, it could end up in the song.
I know you're feeling kind of nervous, we're all a little bit confused.
This is his part, the first part.
Nothing's the same, this ain't a game, we gotta make it through.
So this is where we fill in the blanks?
Well, he'll tell
you.
Here's your verse. So blah, blah, blah. I've got the coronavirus, trying to get some sleep.
I like that so far.
Too. Here we go, and he comes back in with the big chorus.
When you can't do what you do what you can. This ain't my prayer, it's just a thought I'm wanting to send. I'm here, we've been, but don't break.
I'm not sure if I want to be on that song.
No. I love what celebrities are doing. Like, Joe Buck is a play-by-play announcer for Fox Sports, and he posted on social media yesterday saying he's really bored and he needs to practice. He can't call games. He said, send me a video of your quarantine situation, and I'll do a play-by-play of it.
That's
and he'll send it back to you.
Awesome.
Isn't that great?
Yes.
I mean, we all have a time on our hand, right? I mean, do something cool like that. A
couple of other Bon Jovi nuggets. His keyboardist has been diagnosed with coronavirus.
Oh.
And I don't know if you saw this in Chicago. People coordinated a Living on a Prayer sing-along, and John joined them. So
cool.
He's the guy right now. Rita Wilson, you know, she and her husband Tom are both diagnosed with coronavirus. Well, this is the best thing you might hear all day long. She said she is a little stir-crazy and learned how to rap while in quarantine.
You said, I know you, Mr. OPP man. The OPP man went on to see me, man. You should have known that when I hit it a step, that I was with it a bit, not to consider the rep. Heck, I did your partner because she's hot as a baker, because I'm not in my nature, not because I hate you. You put your heart in a pot of a pot that spreads a pot, and you forgot that I forgive when you had a spot. You try to act like something really big is missing, even though my name's graffiti written on your kitten. I love black women always, and disrespect ain't the way, and that's a family today. Hip-hop, hooray. Ho, hey.
She is 63 years old. That's amazing.
After 2020, we're going to look back and be like, man, remember when I learned to rap during this coronavirus? Like, we're doing things that are ridiculous, man.
And finally, the 2020 Summer Olympics may be postponed. We're expecting a decision within the next few weeks. But even if it does continue, Canada is out. They have pulled out. They said this goes against everything we're telling our citizens.
Right?
It just breaks my heart. I mean, there's so many people that are losing so much right now. I just can't imagine being an athlete that's just waited and waited and waited, and now it's being taken away from you.
Well, I understand that, but obviously safety for everyone.
100%. Okay. It's the right decision. I'm not saying they should change that. I'm just saying, like, I feel for them. Right.
Hopefully they stay in top shape, because it'll happen in 2021.
Could happen in 2021, yes.
So I mentioned last week that there's several places here in Austin hiring, which, believe it or not, I mean, you know, you're hearing, unfortunately, people losing their job. I just saw a headline flash across me that said 7-Eleven is looking to hire 20,000 people to fill the demand of their delivery app. And I'm like, oh, a coworker here turned me on to the 7-Eleven app. And I'm like, dang, no, bro, they will deliver. Well, I don't know how it is now, but he got me sold when he said that he gets nachos delivered to his house along with beer and cigarettes.
I know exactly who this is. Wow. There's only one person that would have nachos delivered with beer and cigarettes.
Yes, and it's on the app, and there's always promo codes, and I'm like, tell me more. Tell me more. But they're looking to hire 20,000 people to fill nationwide. Now, locally, we told you that HEB is looking to hire like crazy. Also, Amazon was trying to fill 100,000 positions. Walmart is looking to hire 150,000 positions. And right here in Austin, well, in San Antonio as well, Fiesta and Randall's also looking to hire. So, K-View, got to give them a shout out, local news outlet here. They made it really easy. They put together on their website all the companies hiring and links for you. If you text job to 51993 right now, I can send you back that link. If you're looking for a job, this is it, man.
Why should we talk about coronavirus when we can talk about the beef between Kanye West and Taylor Swift?
Perfect time.
So awesome.
I mean, come on. This keeps coming back. So if you remember back in 2016, Kim Kardashian posted Snapchat videos of Kanye talking to Taylor Swift on the phone about his song Famous to prove that he gave her a heads up and cleared the lines about her in the song. Well, the full video of the 25-minute phone call has been released. And if you doubted Taylor, you kind of owe her an apology. The video confirms Taylor's story that Kanye talked to her about a tongue-in-cheek line about how they still might have sex. But she didn't know about the line he added, where he said made that B word famous.
The reason why it will be happening is because it has a very controversial line about you.
Is it gonna be mean?
It says, I feel like Taylor Swift might owe me sex.
That's not mean.
Okay.
Oh my God, the buildup you gave it, I thought it was gonna be like that stupid dumb.
I had this line where I said, I feel like me and Taylor might still have sex.
The feminists are gonna come out. But I mean, you don't give a
Well, what I give a about is just you as a person and as a friend. I want things that
That's
make
sweet.
You feel good.
Go with whatever line you think is better. It's obviously very tongue-in-cheek either way.
Here's another part of the phone call when Kanye tells Taylor Swift about the I made her famous and leaving out the B part. The release song says, I made that B word famous.
Yep.
Okay, now what if later in the song I was also to have said, I made her famous.
Did you say that?
Yes, it might have happened.
Oh, God. Well, what am I going to do about it? Just kind of like whatever at this point.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, it doesn't matter if I sold 7 million of that album before you did that, which is what happened. You didn't know who I was before that.
So it's kind of going back and forth where Kanye is still saying, like, I made you famous. And Taylor's like, I mean, I sold 7 million albums before this whole thing happened. Also, she said that in the call, she was glad that he didn't call her that, quote, stupid, dumb B word. I mean, so she did say in the call, like, don't call me the B word. And I guess a lot of the call was also just Kanye doing Kanye, rambling on about how he's going to change the world, how he's going to be a multi-billionaire, and how he's the most important person driving culture around the world. So she had no idea she was being recorded. Obviously, there were changes made. And do we care? I really don't. It's Kanye.
We have all the time in the world, though, now to watch and listen.
It's true. If you want to watch it for 25 minutes today, that is your prerogative, and you can go find it on the Google.
Harvey Weinstein, Andy Cohen, and Colton Underwood from The Bachelor all test positive for coronavirus. A lot of people in the Austin area hiring. Text jobs to 51993 for that list. And the full audio from the 2016 Kanye Taylor phone call has leaked. Taylor was right. That is what's trending. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7. While we are all quarantined, you know, the thing about this whole coronavirus pandemic that adds a little bit of comfort is the fact that we're all in it together. We're all
Seriously.
Doing the same thing together. But while we're all stuck at home, I think a lot of us are looking to other people to find out what they're doing, you know, what they're watching, what games they're playing.
Yep.
to maybe get some inspiration.
Yep. Yeah.
Change things up.
Yep.
So we decide every once in a while, we're just going to randomly call a listener to check in to see how they're doing and what their quarantine looks like. And we've got Celeste on the phone. Good morning, Celeste.
Hey, how's it going?
Going well. We're just checking in on you. How you doing?
Oh my gosh. It's so good to hear your voices. You don't even understand. Listen, I'm good. I mean, we're quarantined. We actually have a little fishing village. Well, it sounds weird. A little house in Port O'Connor.
Uh-huh.
And so we came down here and, you know, my fiance and I are both teachers and we got the kids and we're just quarantined down here in Port O'Connor, actually.
So what's a normal day look like for this very abnormal time?
Oh, man, Booker, let me think. We sleep in down here, you know, the beach is like 8 blocks away and there's nobody here. It's not like the Port Aransas or Florida beaches, you know.
Yeah.
Now everybody's going to come to Port O'Connor. I shouldn't have said that. and so we've actually been going down there, but we're coming back home today. So I think once we get home, life's going to be a little harder. But it's weird because even at the beach, there was like one other kid down there yesterday. And my little boy, he's 9. He's like, Mom, can I please go play with them? And I said, no, we're not making friends today, son. No friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's like a whole different, you know, mindset because you're like, no friends, son.
What do you do for a living?
I teach at a high school. I teach at Vandergrift High School. And I'll tell you what, I'm probably going to cry. I am so brokenhearted yeah. about them. I love these kids. And some of these kids, I actually taught at the middle school before I taught at the high school. So some of these kids I've had since they were seventh graders.
Yeah.
And they're just my babies. And I'm just so sad that I don't know if I'm going to get to, you know, see them again.
Or yeah.
We had a whole lot of stuff still to do for the year. So,
man.
Anyways, oh, I feel you. You almost made me tear up. Whenever you're crying, it's so, I know the kids are excited to be out of school, but at the same time, they're not because they're missing out on so many important things.
True. And I mean, there's prom. And then for us, I teach theater. So we had more shows coming up, like kids have worked their butts off for, you know, and so it's just sad to kind of like let those things go so quickly. And it does make you appreciate everything though. Cause you know, those mornings, I'm sure you're like that too. And the alarm clock goes off and you're tired and you don't want to go to work and you get tired of teenagers every now and then with being so loud, but I'd give anything for a loud classroom right now.
Well, we definitely appreciate you listening when you can. Remember that we are on Alexa, Google Home, any smart speaker. Just say Play Mix 94.7, of course, on the radio.com app. So even though you're sleeping in, you can still listen to us on demand.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to because I'm telling y'all, I have to drive every day when I do work from Pflugerville all the way to Vandergrift High School. Ooh. Down 620. That's terrible traffic.
Yeah.
And y'all get me through it. I'm telling you, you just make me laugh. So I just appreciate you guys like keeping us all, you know, have some normalcy. So just thank you so much.
We appreciate you, Celeste. Thank you very much. Go Vipers.
Yeah, Vipers.
His current record is 1,362 wins with just 121 losses. This morning, Sarah and I are rooting for Kim. Kim lives in Pflugerville. She makes the commute, well, all over the area because she works for Brown Distributing. Let's welcome her to Austin's favorite game.
Kim Beats Booker!
Although she's not making any commute right now.
Good Kim! Point.
Hey, good morning. All right, let's do this. I'm going to leave the room. Sarah's going to ask you 5 pop culture trivia questions. Whenever you're done, I'll be back. Answer the same 5. Whoever gets more right's got to win, okay?
Okay.
All right, good luck.
All right, Kim, Mr. Brad Booker is out the door.
Promise? Okay.
All right, here we go. Question number 1. Scott Eastwood celebrated a birthday this weekend. I bring him up because I think he kind of lives here in Austin on again, off again. And
totally.
I think he kind of has a trailer over off Barton Springs.
Yep.
Kind of on the DL, but then also kind of not.
Kind of drives a blue and white pickup truck.
Yeah,
kind of sounds
like that.
Creepy that we know all this.
Well, Alex may or may not stalk him. Anyway, who is Scott Eastwood's dad?
Clint Eastwood.
The Hallmark Channel started a Christmas marathon last weekend. Let's hope they do another one of those because it made me so happy. What Full House actress is basically the queen of Hallmark movies, and her movie kicked off the marathon on Friday?
I don't know. Who plays Michelle Tanner? I can't think of her name.
Okay.
I'm blanking.
Matthew Broderick also celebrated a birthday over the weekend. What was the name of his girlfriend in Ferris Bueller's Day Off? It's like the hottest name for a girl ever.
Kim Hanna? Just kidding. God, I don't know. I'm passing that one.
Okay, how about this? Adam Lambert's fourth album came out on Friday. It's called Velvet. True or false, he won American Idol?
False.
Okay. And finally, Ben Higgins is 31 years old today. He rose to fame on what reality franchise?
I don't know. I'm hoping he doesn't either.
Okay, we'll bring him back in.
Okay.
Booker!
Hey!
Hi!
I'll have you know I hand sanitized going out the door and coming back in.
Oh, good, good, good. And we are 6 feet apart from each other in the room, at least.
Yes, thank goodness. Okay, she got two right.
Okay.
It's okay.
That's better than I thought I'd do. I'm not going to lie.
Good energy, though.
Question number one, Scott Eastwood had a birthday over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about him because he has a trailer here in Austin.
We think he does. I don't know.
He's here a lot.
Yeah. I mean, maybe he does and it's his, and maybe he's just gone making movies and doing stuff or just side projects.
Well, we have a friend that lives there where we think he lives, and he's never seen him, so who knows? It's not that big either.
It could be
That's
Bigfoot.
True.
I mean, everyone talks about seeing it, but they never do, right?
Anyway, who is his dad?
Clint.
Yes. What's his last name?
I'm going out on a limb on this one. Eastwood,
yeah.
Sarah?
Okay. I just wanted the full name.
Oh, my gosh.
Just in case. On Friday, Hallmark kicked off their Christmas movie marathon just to make everybody a little happy. What Full House actress is basically the queen of Hallmark Channel? And it was her movie that kicked off the marathon.
I didn't know she was the queen. I don't know. Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Oh, yeah, they are one person.
They are no longer two people.
They just actually, as they got older, morphed in this new technology where you just
They were one person on Full House.
That is true, but it's Candace Cameron.
Yeah.
Who's her brother?
Kyle Cameron.
So close.
Candace Cameron. Starts with a K, right?
Oh, yeah.
Kirk Cameron.
Yes,
there you go.
Okay.
Thank you.
Matthew Broderick celebrated a birthday over the weekend and Ferris Bueller's Day Off. What was the name of his girlfriend? It's like the hottest name for a girl ever, I think.
I don't, you know, I've seen that movie 500 times, and I, for the life of me, can't, I don't know, Elizabeth.
Okay, it's not that, but does this help you out? It was also the name of the hot girl on Entourage.
No, Hell's in a Turtle.
Sloan.
Oh, yeah, I like that name.
He dated Sloan. That's just like a hot name.
Well, wait. The actress was Elizabeth. Elizabeth Shue was the actress, right?
No, 100% no.
Who was it?
I don't know who the actress was, but she had brunette, long, straight hair. And Elizabeth Shue has very curly, blonde hair.
Was it Yasmin Bleeth?
No.
Actually, I don't think she went on to do too much more.
Jennifer Grey is who I'm thinking of.
Oh, but she was not Matthew Broderick's girlfriend.
That was a sister.
She was the sister, and she was the one that had the interaction with Charlie Sheen.
Oh, you know who it was? I'm sorry, I just gotta know. You know who it was?
Yeah.
Mia Sara, spelled like your name.
Okay, who is it? Who is she?
An actress that played Matthew Broderick's girlfriend in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
You acted like, clearly. Oh, you know who it is? It's the woman that does it in commercials now for...
Oh, she's the face of...
She was in Time Cop. Come on, duh.
Adam Lambert's fourth album, Velvet, came out on Friday. True or false, he won American Idol.
Adam Lambert did not win American Idol.
That is correct. All right, for the tie or the win.
Yes.
Ben Higgins is 31 years old today.
Ben Higgins.
He rose to fame on what reality franchise?
For the win, he rose to fame on, I'm coming out cocky, it's probably, I was going to say The Bachelor, but it's probably The Bachelorette. The Bachelor!
Yeah, and maybe it is, but I just said the franchise. Like, I was looking for The Bachelor, Bachelorette, all that nonsense. It doesn't matter.
Could have been Bachelor in Paradise.
All of those things. I mean, I would have taken any answer in the Bachelor family because you know what? We're all having a hard time right now, and it's not my plan to make campy Booker questions too hard.
Look at you.
You know what? You know, Mia Sara is not the only person struggling right now. All right, Kim, well, thanks so much for playing.
Thanks for having me. This is Kim from Pflugerville. I can't be
Last night in Late Night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
Listen to this. I read that breweries across the country are turning beer into hand sanitizer. But be careful with Coors Light sanitizer because there's not enough alcohol in it to do anything.
Hey, good morning. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah helping those that have been ghosted, which is kind of weird because not a lot of people are dating right now.
I mean, I hope no one is dating in person because that would be bad.
But if there was a point fairly recently where you were ghosted, we're here to help you out. Got Jillian on the line who wants some answers. Jillian, when did you go out with Danny?
It was last weekend. So not too soon, not too long ago.
Before the world shut down. What? I don't want to encourage dating is what I'm saying.
Yeah, definitely.
Like there was a cutoff.
What happened?
Well, we went on this date. We had actually met over a dating app. So we talked on the app actually for about a week. We had these incredible deep conversations and we were telling each other everything. I mean, he told me, gosh, how many kids he wanted. He told me,
dude,
like what his perfect wife would look like. He told me about some like, family drama that he and his brother, I guess, had gone through. Like we talked about very, very deep, personal, meaningful stuff that I wouldn't share with just anyone. And so then we met up. We went on our date. It went exactly the same way, the same exact deep conversation. I just felt so incredibly connected with him. I've never connected with someone that quickly. It was just really intense right from the get-go. And then the date ended. I thought it went really well, but since then I haven't heard from him. So I don't understand, I guess, how someone can go so deep and personal with this amazing connection and then nothing. And I know with this coronavirus, we have so much time on our hands. I mean, he told me, you know, he got word that he might have to telecommute. I don't know, but so I know he's got time on his hands.
All of a sudden, excuses go flying out of the window.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And now is a time, more so than ever, where we need to check in on people that we care about.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, well, Jillian, let's call Danny, see if we can't figure out what happened, okay?
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you.
Hello?
Hey, Danny.
This is Danny.
Hi, Booker, Alex, and Sarah. We're on the radio with the morning show, Mix 94.7. And we also have Jillian on the phone. We're in the middle of our segment called Waiting by the Phone. I hope you have a second to talk to us. She just told us that you guys have been talking for a while and have had some pretty intense conversations and that you guys went out on an amazing date. And then all of a sudden you've kind of been MIA. So first of all, we're glad that you're all right.
Yeah, seriously.
Did you really think he wasn't?
I mean, you never know.
Well, you never know. You never know.
Accidents happen.
I'm sorry. We're on the radio right now?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You are okay, yeah?
Okay, yeah. I'm fine. I'm good, you know. I'm just dealing with all this coronavirus stuff going on in the world.
So I guess we're just trying to help Jillian understand what happened. Was it something that she did, or is there something going on in your own life? I mean, it's kind of an uncertain time, and we're just here to help her get some answers. She really likes you.
Oh, Booker, that was really
nice. Putting it out there.
We're not beating around the bush.
Okay.
Jillian, is it safe to say that you really like him?
Yeah, I thought so. I thought we had an amazing connection that I don't find with just anyone, and I don't know if that's worth just throwing away. I'd like to pursue it. I would hope he does too.
This is a little weird, but I mean like the world has literally gone to crap, you know, and like I frankly, not to be mean, but I have like some little more important things to figure out right now, like how I'm gonna pay my bills, you know, because I don't know what's going on with my work and like the day was a good day, like it was fine, but like I'm probably not gonna be able to see you for the next 8 weeks at least. So, we went on one date and I I'm not going to be able to see you for a while. So I just kind of have to focus on my bills and stuff right now.
Couple of questions, Danny. Okay. Why didn't you just tell her that? And you went pretty deep with the conversation, so.
Yeah, which leads one to think you wanted to go deep.
Well, honestly, I didn't know how crazy things were going to get when we went out last weekend. You know, it wasn't what it is now. So there's that. But I mean, like our conversation, like I went deep because like that's what girls like to talk about, you know, and that's so like I go out on dates. That's what I talk about in the first date to like kind of give them what they want, you know? Just talk about the stuff they want to hear.
That's exactly what we're saying.
I mean.
Okay.
Jillian, it sounds like maybe this isn't the right fit.
I understand that there's other things going on, but with how well we communicated, I would think that at the very least you could do me the favor of communicating that you're not interested.
Right.
At the very least.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, what better time to communicate than right now? That's all we got. It's time to communicate.
Yep.
All right. Well, exactly. There you go, Jillian.
It's rough.
Let's keep on keeping on. And Danny, good luck to you, okay?
All right.
I don't know what your financial situation is or your employment situation, but I...
We feel you.
But we all hope for the best for
you.
Absolutely. And the best to you, Julian. I just, you know, I got to deal with some other stuff right now.
I understand.
Last night in Late Night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
This is great. In France, a quarantine man ran a marathon inside his apartment. Yep, everyone was excited for the guy, except for the people living in the apartment right below him. What are you doing up there, Jean-Luc?
Ran a marathon in his apartment.
Yeah, yeah, and the noise. Yeah. I got it.
You know, like when you live in an apartment, you're always banging on the people upstairs.
But then when you run a marathon.
Right. Could you imagine? It's got to be even louder.
Ugh.
Hey there, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
People are going stir crazy. I don't know if you saw this, but Rita Wilson learned how the words to Hip Hop Hooray from Naughty by Nature.
That's a good skill.
Random.
That's a good one to have.
For a 63-year-old woman?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
You know what? You got to do something.
And you got all the time in the world, seriously.
Yep. So over the weekend, I watched a lot of stuff, but I discovered something, as did the rest of America. This is the one thing, in my opinion, if you have nothing but time on your hands, which most of us do, is the absolute most entertaining must-watch show. It is Tiger King on Netflix. It is Netflix's most bingeable, most insane docuseries that maybe I've ever seen.
Yeah, tell me about it.
So there is a guy, you might have even heard of it because he's in Oklahoma.
Okay.
And they had to move the zoo down closer to the Oklahoma-Texas border because, as they say, Oklahoma is poor and they needed the rich folks from Texas to come up and support them.
Really?
This guy had over 200 tigers.
Okay.
And it just became an enthusiast. Well, let me just tell you, I don't really need to tell you much. Let me just say what I posted on social media, okay?
Yes, I think it was a perfect description.
I think there's a perfect description. Anything else is just too much. I said, y'all, stop. Turn on Netflix and watch this show. I don't know how to even explain it, but I'll start by saying this guy is a gay polygamist exotic cat breeder accused of murder for hire. And that's not even the crazy part.
Alex, I'm telling you, it's not even my jam, and I couldn't turn my eyes away from it last night.
It?
Yes, because Brad Booker told us
to. Oh, my gosh, that's so awesome. Oh, man.
Well, I felt like I got on this train early because it just popped up, and I'm like,
oh, I'll watch this Tiger King show.
Yeah, let me watch this. Well, you know what happened? What happened was exactly what I hate about Netflix, how they just automatically start playing stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm like, what is this Tiger King? Well, let me look at this. We watched the trailer, and I couldn't hit play quick enough.
Yes.
All you need to do is watch the trailer.
Yeah.
And it is the most insane thing. We went from episode to episode to episode. I finished the whole thing. It was a nice little docuseries. You start by, like, for at least for me, he has this arch rival, this woman that he's accused of attempting to kill, right, to hiring someone to kill her. And I started out by not liking her. And then by the time the whole show is over, I ended up hating everybody. Literally everybody.
Yeah, I think the little bit I've seen is everybody's crazy. Everybody's crazy.
I've never seen anything like this in my entire life. It's called Tiger King. It's on Netflix. Y'all, if you have not seen this, please watch it.
Would you believe if I told you I was building IKEA furniture while you're watching that?
Yeah, I would believe you.
Here's what I don't understand.
Yeah.
Alex mentioned that he needs a shoe rack. So instead of doing the normal thing for someone that lives in South Austin.
Which is what, going to Target and buying a shoe rack?
Sure, that's an option.
Yeah.
Number two, for me, I'm an Amazon guy. I'll get on, boom, 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 order a shoe rack on the Zon. It'll be here in a couple of days.
Yeah.
But not Alex Franco.
No, I tried to get it delivered, and it was supposed to be delivered from IKEA like 5-6 days. I'm like, no, I need, and it says it'll be ready right now if you go get it. And they're doing, IKEA, by the way, is open still.
Yeah.
But they're not letting you shop inside. You can do curbside, like pick up, like go and get your stuff. So yesterday I thought, oh, this is going to be a great idea. I was like, okay, 30 minutes to get to IKEA, 30 minutes back, there's an hour. All right, fine. Sure, I'm coming from South Austin to Round Rock. Bro, when I get to IKEA, it might as well be a normal Saturday or Sunday. Cars line up in circles. You have to wait to get your item. It was about an hour and a half wait.
Wow.
So for it took a $20 shoe rack.
Yes, and here's the crazier thing. I have to go back today for another because I was short one.
Oh, my gosh. Whatever. You know what annoyed me about this whole thing?
This is crazy.
By the way, I don't feel bad for you one little bit because Alex drove 30 minutes up to IKEA by himself, sat in a car by himself for an hour and a half, and then drove back and asked me where his wife is. His wife is with his two young children. And guess where she is right now? At home with his two young children.
This is exactly why he did it. And I'm going to tell you. Psychologically, I'm going to break it down to you. So I head out on Saturday at a meetup with my mom and
6 feet apart, of course.
6 feet apart. Mm-hmm. And my wife says, oh, what you're, oh, because I was going to go out to the store. I was like, oh, no, just let me know what you need and I'll pick it up for you. So she sends me her order and I pick it up for her, right? Then yesterday, she's like, the second we wake up, she's like, all right, see you later. I got to go to the grocery store. I was like, I just went to the store for you. She goes, no, that was just to get this stuff. We have to do our regular grocery store. Here's what's happening. Alex didn't need a damn shoe rack from IKEA.
He
just wanted
today.
To get the hell out of the
Absolutely.
House. He wanted to get away from his family, get a little roll down the windows, get a little air coming through, and be alone.
Well,
all of us.
All I can say is your kids best be in that trip with you to IKEA today or I'm going to be angry for your wife today,
bro,
Alex.
No, bro, leave them at home.
No, you need to take them.
So, Sarah, what'd you watch?
What did I watch? Oh, here we go.
I'm just changing the subject here.
Changing the subject. You guys know that I love celebrities, so this Corona time has been the best time of my life because all the celebrities are putting on little shows from their home, and it's like all of a sudden private concerts from Mandy Moore. I was taking a shower, and she was doing an Insta concert.
So awesome.
And so I just was there naked while she sang.
Nice. Speaking of which, y'all, I haven't really given a crap about any of these concerts, but tonight, I believe it's at 6:30. Garth Brooks is doing a private concert for 30 minutes where he's taking requests.
Wow.
Which is like, you know, what are you going to take, three requests?
I mean,
30 minutes is going to be over before
and
you know
also,
it.
And also, like, everybody's going to be like, the river, the dance.
Right.
Okay. So let me just tell you some of my favorite celebrities. So
please.
Brad Goreski and his husband.
Who is that?
He is
Brad World and Bravo back in the day, bro.
Yeah, and he used to be Rachel Zoe's assistant. Anyway.
Who is that?
Bravo. Okay. Oh, my God.
I don't watch Bravo.
Doesn't
I don't
matter.
Know who these
people are. Now,
his
too.
Husband was the executive producer of Will and Grace, and they're just really cute. And so every morning, his husband has the same Starbucks order every single morning, but he can't go to Starbucks right now. So Brad is making him Starbucks orders, and it's called Brad Bucks. And it's like my favorite little daily sitcom of them making coffee for each other. It sounds so boring, but it's so good. Then I end my night with Catherine McPhee, who's now married to David Foster. And every night they do a little sing-along, I mean, in robes from his piano, and they're singing to us every night. And then I end in my night with John Mayer's live show. Last night he was talking to Dave Chappelle. It's terrible, but I can't stop watching it because there was over 20,000 people watching it last night on Instagram, and it made me feel part of something.
Doesn't it make you feel good? Like, seriously, I think Booker's mentioned this all morning long, but just the fact that this coronavirus has kept us all kind of all doing the same thing.
Uh-huh.
Like, we are doing the same thing as famous people are.
We are.
Different houses.
I mean, I'm not watching these silly shows that Sarah's watching.
Whatever.
But I guess I am.
We're all kind of stuck doing the same thing.
Yeah. No, it feels good, especially when you, like, turn on Instagram and you're like, oh, everybody's drinking wine every night and putting together puzzles.
Side note, speaking of which, I saw that the great state of Texas is drinking more alcohol while we're quarantined than any other state in the U.S.
I'll take it.
I am.
Isn't that funny?
Yep.
I am. Right there with you.
Did I mention that the Tiger King wears 9 earrings and has a beautiful mullet?
Oh
my gosh. Please watch this.
Yes.
It's so good. Listen, what we're trying to say is we're with you, we feel you, and we're all in it together.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.